The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Locked in with the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from Cobos Q and Edo for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
Runner at first, two down here in the ninth inning, 4-1 Houston. There goes the runner as Castellanos pops it up down the right field line. Tucker into foul territory. He's got it. And that'll do it. The Houston Astros have won the World Series as they take Game 6 by a score of 4-1. And they celebrate their second title in the last six seasons. And this time, they do it at home. And the party is on here in Houston.
I do wish that Dan Shulman had a little more enthusiasm in his voice. The call you heard right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
How much did he want to say, this time they didn't cheat?
I think he did,
I can hear it in his voice. Like, he had to pause. This time, they did it at home.
That is the voice of Brian McDonald, who is out here at Cobos Q with me. It is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am with you, BMAC. Sean Mapes behind the glass back at Mission Control. We have both been sort of like, What's going on with Dan Shulman here? What are your thoughts on that final call?
Oh, I mean, he did the bare minimum to sound excited, I would say. He did exactly what he needed to do to not get completely ripped for how unexcited he sounded. But he did good enough. I think the crowd helped him because he at least had to yell. He had to raise his voice. If it was in Philly, he would have called it, again, like the final out of a June Sunday night baseball game.
Let me ask you both. In this situation here, where we're talking about, the misery or the maybe seeing misery where there might not even be any coming out of Dan Shulman, I've been thinking about this the more and more and trying to spin zone it to myself. I think I like that Dan Shulman's like not 100% excited about it. I think I like that it's for us and that everyone else has to just be like, oh.
Yeah,
oh, because, so it was legit.
Because for the last 6 years, they put us through a lot of BS with all the accusations. So I think it adds to it that you hear pain in their voice at times because they put us through pain for the last five, six
yes!
years. So now it's their turn to eat it.
Exactly.
How about you, Sean? Exactly. Being the heel is so much better. Being the bad guy and having because you're anti the MLB, you're anti the media, you're anti other fan bases. Like I said in game two with the Fromber rubbing his hands like Birdman thing, like you're driving every team insane every time you play well. Like their brains cannot compute what's happening. That, hey, the Astros are just good.
Oh, guys, I got a term. I got a term for you.
Uh-oh.
Astros derangement syndrome.
There you go.
Right? We're bringing the political world into here. People just love to get pissed off about this team.
They've turned every baseball fan in America to that meme of Charlie from Sunny in Philadelphia where he's got the big board.
Yeah.
And he's just losing his mind like he's been up all day smoking cigarettes and drinking.
Yes.
They're looking for every little shred.
Can't find Pepe Silvia no matter how hard you try. So that's a good one. Honestly, I kind of feel like they're a lot like that poor, sweet, beautiful woman with her beanie that was down in Washington, D.C., staring at the heavens and crying out, no! Which, of course, was zoomed in on. It's one of the greatest, I think, zoom-ins of a person at a political rally I've ever seen in my life. Regardless of political affiliation, it's just so damn perfect. And that is everybody when it comes to this Astros team. A couple of comments on Twitch before we go back to the phones. So we've got someone named Ball on hold. We'll get to him in just a moment. The Twitch is patting me on the back right now. And Fuentes Respector says, this show was the only show on the station that had faith. Fornman says, my man, pop atop Paul. And I have been called the MVP of the station over this run. Listen, I would never, as someone with a very small ego, like, accept that, you know? I wouldn't take the praise or the adulation. That's not me. But others are saying it, you know? So you just have to acknowledge it when it's said. We are a very interactive and democratic program. And I'm sure there's some comments right now on the text line. They're like, Paul's a carpet-bagging, bandwagon-jumping douche Yankee who took this team when he was rooting for a team that no longer was as good. And that's 100% true. Yes, I jumped on the bandwagon. I'm not denying that. But listen, some people are calling me that. Not to go all
you
Don.
You wouldn't say you are, but you'll accept the fact that other people are calling you that.
Many people are saying this. Many people are saying this all the time. I don't know why my Donald sounds more like a mafiosa than anybody else. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in to. On the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, you can join us on the Twitch chat as well. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. Let's go back to the phones. We got Ball calling in on the HRNP listener line. Ball, what's up?
Hey, guys, this is the ball that Yordan hit. I just landed in the moon, and I'm running out of breath, and I've just got one thing to say before I go. Go, Astro!
That was hilarious. So, you know what? I wasn't sure where that ball went.
I was worried at first for that call, but he landed it.
I thought that that the man wearing the Yordan Alvarez jersey caught it. I also thought that there was a roof over the Astros ballpark in this game. Maybe there wasn't, and I wasn't aware of it. So that ball went to outer space. It's still been going. It is now Monday, almost a day and a half later after Yordan hit it. And it does make sense that it's still going.
The ball will eventually return to Earth as an asteroid that will destroy the planet.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Hey, we'll go out as champs.
Hey, have
It'll
you seen?
Right.
No, have you seen online how, like, apparently we can't see half the asteroids that, like, are supposedly there? There's some post that came out recently. We can only see the ones that aren't blocked by the glare of the sun. That is a little terrifying. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Speaking of that, your dong blast, your dong, you know, this is how it sounded.
On a 2-1, Alvarez hits a high drive center field. Veer leans back. This game is turned upside down.
Fantastic. How did Dan Shulman sound? Was Dan disappointed? Did Dan sound like his family was being held hostage as Yordan bombed that thing out of the park?
Alvarado has his sign from Real Muto. And the 2-1 pitch to Alvarez, a swing and a ball hit to center field and hit well. Barreling back. It is gone! Straight away center field, hit a ton. And Yordan Alvarez breaks out of it with a three-run homer to give the Astros a 3-1 lead.
You know what? I'll give Dan Shulman credit for that call. It sounded like a man accepting of his fate. I don't know how many of y'all watched the Netflix movie that just came out, All Quiet on the Western Front. Phenomenal. Phenomenal movie. Oh, it's in subtitles. It's a phenomenal movie. And it sort of felt like our boy Paul, also the name of the main character in that movie, who at the very end is resigned to his fate. He's like, this is stupid. Everything is terrible. There's no point. It's over. I'm just going to accept the fact that Yordan Alvarez is going to pulverize me like the tanks in World War I pulverizing the old Germans.
The only part where I'll give Dan Shulman a little crap for is that the very beginning of that call, he goes, Yordan hits it, and he hits it well. You think he hit it well?
He clubbed the bleep out of that. And so I'm watching it, Brian and Sean Mabes back in Mission Control from the press area that was in center field. And it's very rare that from that perspective you can actually tell if a ball is leaving the yard right away, because you're high up. You can't really see how far center field goes in front of you. You basically, your perspective is, you can see from probably like, I don't know, like 20 yards behind second base and that's it. You can't really see much of the outfield unless you stand up and go to the ledge or something like that. But as soon as that ball got hit, I was just like, oh, damn, that's gone, isn't it? And it just kept carrying. It was a matter of how far gone was it going to be. I figured it was going to clear the center field fence and, like, just get there. That it got to the upper deck in center field, right by the Hornitos bar, which is the best place to go and watch the game, by the way, because they got the El Tiempo. Like, they got an express lane for the El Tiempo there for the, like, margaritas only. Of course your boy had one. Of course your boy had two. Wait, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm in the media. My bad. I didn't have any. I had just coffee and Coca-Cola and water.
You're a professional, Paul.
Yes, exactly. I would never drink while having a media pass. Anyway, that was gone as soon as he hit it. You knew it from the start. And I'm glad that Yordan gets to wrap up the postseason the same way that he began it, just absolutely crushing balls. And remember, this guy is signed to the most ridiculously team-friendly contract that you're probably ever going to see for a guy who's probably got a legit chance to be MVP at some point by the end of this contract. Because, you know, earlier this year, before the injury that he suffered to his hand that Dusty Baker forgot, which hand is it? I'm not 100% sure. This guy was, per all the advanced statistics, the best hitter in all of baseball. Over that of Aaron Judge, over that of Shohei Ohtani on his, like, last place Angels team. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text into, to the HRMP listener line on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We are live at Cobus Gue. We are partying here until 7 o'clock. Every single show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 is going to be here. And it's thanks to our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Since the Astros are your World Series champs, Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go to celebrate. So go by your local Academy store today and shop online to find officially licensed jerseys, tees, caps, and more. And of course, you want to come on down to Cobos Q. Fantastic place before and after any ball game downtown, whether it's the Astros or the Rockets. This is where you want to go. Great food. It's a great place to watch sports. You got TVs everywhere and a whole lot more. Nice little outdoor patio area as well. Coming up next, one of Houston's favorite sons had some fun takes on Saturday night's victory. You get to jump aboard the show as well. And I have a question. How are we supposed to talk trash now? Like, what do we do? Because obviously now, carte blanche. What do we do? 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere. It is the Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from Cobos Q and Edo for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
Man, game pitches hit my nightmare. And I was like, I ain't lying. And I'm like, damn that, man.
No problem.
We gonna win today. Got game six off our ass, off my ass. We got JV's win off his ass. And I'm telling you, you guys played your asses off.
They're right.
I didn't have to do just scribble it once in a while. And hey, I'm so goddamn proud of you guys, man. Thank you. I love you guys, man.
Love you, Dusty.
All right. Fuck you.
Classic Dusty Baker. Listen, I'm really happy that this guy's the manager of this team, and I'm also hoping that he sticks around. It does sound like that is a man who has some unfinished business on top of him. And I feel like when you win a title like this, yeah, I know there are some people that want to put Joe Espada in there, but I really think Baker did a hell of a job managing this team this postseason. First off, you've got a million arms in the bullpen, so I suppose where can you actually go wrong? Rafael Montero. You can't really go wrong anywhere with the arms that they had out there. And tip of the hat, by the way, to Ryan Presley, who closed this thing out, who worked a lot over the course of this postseason, and the numbers were absolutely preposterous. I saw someone on Astros Reddit just post all of the numbers that he put together. I thought
that at some point he might have given up like a second earned run or anything like that. Zero earned runs over the entirety of the postseason, and we're talking about pitching 13th against Seattle, the 15th against Seattle, the 19th against the Yankees, the 20th against the Yankees, the 23rd against the Yankees, the 20th against the Phillies, the 29th against the Phillies, the 2nd against the Phillies, the 3rd against the Phillies, the 5th against the Phillies.
Yeah, he and Abreu both pitched 3 out of the last 4 days to close this out.
Insane.
And that was a worry about Presley. Obviously, the last time we were worried about him was when he gave up that walk-off to Judge back in, I guess it was in June. Mm-hmm. And the thought was, oh, he can't pitch back-to-back days. And now he pitches 3 out of 4.
Insane.
To close it out.
Presley pitched 10 games in this postseason. Based off of my very
13?
Raw math. Let me
out
see.
Of
yep, out of 13.
They're
11
and 2.
Right. Incredible. And look, I was a little annoyed first time I saw the
Come on, man. That Johnny Cash entrance is pretty
cool. There was a part of me that was like, has Presley earned this kind all of right. entrance as a closer? But then again, you see like Edwin Diaz with the trumpets and some of the other folks out there, Mariano Rivera, who of course had Enter the Sandman. It was a little bit different from Mariano Rivera. It always just felt like, okay, you hear Metallica off to Never Never Land, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, here comes Mariano. I always thought the lights, in addition to the you can run on a long time coming in, was a little much. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not after this postseason run. The guy was lights out in every single opportunity that he was out there, and you got to give him and this entire bullpen a ton of credit. Let's just go through all the numbers of the bullpen. Lowest ERA, 0.83. 5 earned runs over 54 and a third innings. The lowest opponent's batting average, 126. Lowest opponent's on-base percentage at 215. Lowest opponent's slugging percentage at 208. Lowest walks, hits per innings pitched, 0.75. By the way, they only used Ryan Stanek 4 times for 3 innings, and he had a regular season ERA of 1.15, and it didn't bite the Astros
all-star.
In the back. Right. This is one of the best bullpens you're ever going to see. And look, bullpens year to year, you never can really predict them. But you got to feel really good about this team going forward into next year, too, with just the ridiculous amount of pitching depth that they have. There is a legitimate conversation, and we're not going to have it today, but a legitimate conversation about how, hey, you know what? You could probably do okay with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, they're 6 deep. They got 6 starters. Even if you let Verlander walk, you still have Fromber, you still have McCullers, you still have Garcia or Keedy, you have Javier and Hunter Brown. That's 6.
It's a ridiculous amount of arms that this team has. Jim Crane's the owner of the Houston Astros, and after the game, we heard from Jim Crane. Jim Crane was asked about the cheating scandal, and here's what he had to say about that.
You know, there's not much you could do about that after that went down. And, you know, I said earlier, you know, in one of the interviews, I said there probably wasn't 2 guys taking steroids that got punished, and there probably wasn't 1 team, you know, sign stealing that got punished. And so we took the brunt of it. We owned it, and, you know, the guys recovered from it. You know, we didn't argue about it. We paid the fines. We paid the draft picks. You know, we fired some people and we recovered from it, and we just kept our head down. And I give the guys a lot of credit for doing that.
I love that Jim Crane continues to defend the wall there. Not over the top, but subtle, like, well, yeah, there were some people in the steroid era doing steroids. Well, there were some other people during the sign-stealing era stealing signs as well. And just put that out there, just a little flavor on top of the fact that this team is able to handle the pressure that was put on them in a way that I'm not sure many teams could. I would just point to the New York Yankees. And right now we're seeing up on the television that's here on the MLB Network a lot of conversation already about the Yankees hot stove. Like, Jesus, how about Monday should be all about the Astros? Whatever, fine. It's the East Coast bias. I've learned to accept it, okay? But when you look at what they've been able to do and then you kind of combine it with the fact that this team shook it off, where a New York team with all this pressure on their back has yet to even make it to a World Series over this stretch. A Dodgers team with a lot of names and a lot of money invested in it has made it to the World Series, what, twice over this stretch? 3 times over
this
stretch.
3 times. They lost
to the Red Sox twice. Right. They lost to the Red Sox the one time. They lost to the Astros. And, of course, they won the asterisk World Series against the Rays.
60-game season, yeah.
Right. That didn't count. It doesn't actually count. More of an asterisk against that than what the Astros did in 2017. But that's just me. And maybe I'm a little bit biased on that front. I really think that he's right. And now this is in the rearview mirror. Now the pressure is off you. And it's about how many more of these can you do? I think that's the best part about this. I mean, shoot, obviously it's thrilling that this team won another title.
But I look ahead to the future. I look at an American League West that outside of the Seattle Mariners, there's really no one that's a legitimate challenger in the near future. It's great. And now I'm wondering, going forward, how do you talk trash? And that's how I think about things, okay?
Dismissively.
Listen, B-Mac, I mean, there's a reason that, you know, when it comes to, like, the colleges in town that I lean with UT, I'm an elitist douche. Like, I know what I am. I am on
self-aware.
Brand. Very self-aware. You've got to be self-aware in life. I grew up a Patriots fan. I am somebody that likes the best. I liked the Warriors when they were going on the run. I know a lot of Rockets fans didn't like me for that. Sorry, James Harden was a disgusting, dishonorable brand of basketball that made me nauseous. I like what's good. That's why it was so easy for me to embrace this Astros team. Like, I fully embrace them. I don't even care if you call me a bandwagon jumper. You're damn right I am, because that's a damn good bandwagon to jump on. But now I want to know, what do you do going forward? Because I was thinking about this after the game. My first response, because there were a couple of people from Philadelphia, much like people that are Tennessee Titans fans that come after me from time to time, my first thought was violence. as I was walking down Main Street with a cigar and a Modelo in my hand, this was some of my commentary, which you can see on my Twitter, Akalon says.
Bless your little hearts. Just came up short. It's a Philly thing, right? I mean, the only statue that you guys had of any sports figure in your city was what? Rocky? Now it's Nick Foles? Doug Peterson? By the way, who you fired? Because you guys are miserable. You booed Donovan McNabb, your best quarterback ever. You booed Andy Reid, your best coach ever. A miserable sports town. So, again, I never shoot first, but if you come at Pauly G, Pauly G is going to come back hard. Enjoy being a loser town.
Two third-person usage in retrospect.
I just thought you were on brand there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And two times the usage of third personage, in retrospect, hearing it back, not as fun as it was coming out of the mouth. But what do you do going forward? Because I thought about this after it was all done, and I thought to myself, you know, it's one thing to talk trash to all those people who were talking trash to you and saying, you're a cheater. Ah! But it's another thing to kill someone with kindness. And I was talking to a couple of friends, and they were saying, like, look, there's some people from Philadelphia that are down here, and the best thing that you can do to them, these miserable people, and they are miserable. They're the most miserable sports town that there is. The best thing that you can do is you can go up to these people, and you can say, well, I hope you had a good time down here. I hope that you enjoyed our city. I hope that every single part of this trip, I hope you had some good food. I hope you had some good drinks. I hope you had, of course, you got to have a margarita at El Tiempo. Maybe you go into Ninfa's or something like that, which, by the way, Ninfa's was featured on the Fox broadcast.
Was it?
That actually pumped me up.
The one on Navigation?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The OG one. That's maybe the way that we should go about it going forward, because, yeah, it's one thing to just be like our favorite Astros fan who will play in the next segment talking trash to all those haters. But maybe the best way to go about it is just to be deliciously Texas. Bless your heart.
I was hoping you said that. It's a very Southern thing. But yes, you hit him with the bless your heart.
If you, now that it's happened, like now, I think for everybody there was, as a sports fan, a little bit of pressure to make sure that this thing was won. Because you're tired of people saying, like, well, you lost in 2019. Well, you lost in 2021. You were probably cheating along the way. And, of course, there's still going to be some people that do that. But now you don't have to, like, vitriolically attack them. Like, oh, everyone was cheating. Now you can just be like, well, bless your heart. Yeah, we did. We did cheat. And that's how it works. That's how it works down here. Okay? Maybe you throw a little twang on top of it.
Southern Paul making a return?
Oh, well, I do declare. Listen, we very much appreciate your money coming into our city for our local tourism industry.
We appreciate your patronage in this fine city.
Indeed we do, B-Mac. We appreciate it when you come down here and you give us your money to go watch your baseball team that is no good, but bless your heart, we love that you made it to the playoffs. It's great that you wore the participation trophy entrance to the playoffs with your 13 games and 20 games losing streak. Oh, it
was very adorable to see someone such as you, a little poor fella over there with your riffraff and your rags coming into our playoffs. And we just want to say to you, thank you for coming down here and thinking you had a chance, because we like that the hotels here in town got a couple of free layups as far as overcharging you when you came down here. We love that the restaurants that are in town, we're doing the same thing here. These are the kind of things that we appreciate about you, you miserable, miserable people. We just wish you had a good time down here. I sound too much like Frank Underwood. 713-780-3776. Hashtag canceled. 713-780-ESPN. It is the Paul Gallant Show. We are live at Cobus Q downtown. Look, you're looking for the parade, which starts in 30 minutes. This is your mission control. This is where you want to start things off. Get yourself a drink. Get yourself some food. And guess what? We're going to be here all day long. So afterwards, you want to come here too. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock. And it's thanks to our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors, your official place to go buy World Series swag, official World Series swag, jerseys, tees, caps, and more. Go to your local Academy store today, and of course, come on, hang out with us at Cobus Q.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from Cobos Q in Edo for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We are live at Cobos Q downtown. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock. Killer Bees are next. Wheelhouse going to be here as well. There's a parade, and most of us will be in the general vicinity for much of the remaining day. It's going to be a long one, but it's going to be a fun one. I hope that you came strapped like I did with my bottle of champagne, because what if you didn't come strapped? That's why you come to Cobus Q. Get yourself a drink, get yourself some food, get yourself some nutrients, and of course lube yourself up before you go on down to the parade. Let's go back to the phones on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776. David, what's up, bro?
No, it's okay.
David, you're on the air. David.
He's not there. I'm calling this.
He's not there. That's the Jurassic Park theme. And Dave is not there. Wow. It's almost like a callback to the Josh Sinish show back in the day. Anyway, look, lots of things to celebrate last night. Jeez, I keep on saying last night. It seems like it was last night. Maybe I haven't slept enough. Maybe I'm still intoxicated.
I was just about to say, have you been up since the game ended?
I did sleep last night. I got up early this morning to make sure that we had, you know, enough to get through today's show.
And make sure you have your bottle ready.
Yes, and by early, I just went to go buy a mio netto prosecco. Gabba gabba goo. So we're going to be out here at Cobus Q for a while. I think Astros fans stole the show on Saturday night. And I don't think I've ever enjoyed a walk of 1 mile from the Minute Maid Lot C parking lot all the way to Etro. I got myself an expensive cigar. And by expensive, I don't even know if it was expensive. I was like, is this cool? Okay. I went to my friends at Stogie's that are on Westheimer. And then afterwards, walked from that parking lot with a Modelo that I picked up from a street vendor, hell yeah to that guy, all the way up to Etro where my friends were at. And I got to say, you guys know how to party. It's one of the things that I love the most about this city. This city actually has a good time. Like, I grew up in Boston. Boston claims to be a party city, but, like, most of their bars close at 12:30. Which is just outrageous.
Seems very repressed.
I agree, BMAC. And the best part about Saturday was the day where we get the extra hour. And there was nothing quite like it turning 2 o'clock and then all of a sudden it being 1 o'clock again. One of the places I was at was like, final call. Wait, our bad. Not actually final call. No last call. There's still one more hour left of the day. It was amazing. But to walk through, fireworks were literally being set off in the middle of Main Street.
Like, oh, I had buddies who live in like League City telling me there were fireworks set off in their neighborhood. It was all over the place.
Neighborhood is one thing, BMAC.
imagine in the middle of downtown.
Yeah, it's
in
different.
The middle of a street.
That is, okay, you're right. That is different.
They were just lighting up fireworks everywhere downtown. And the cops were like, yeah, we don't care.
No, I mean.
It's great.
If you're them, you can't fight that battle.
No, unless you're a narc.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm a cop, but you can't be a narc, okay? You can be a cop, don't be a narc. So they were allowing things to happen. They were letting open containers happen. Maybe they shouldn't have, but whatever. I mean, I was open containering, so you're gonna arrest me. You know where to get me. I'm at Gobba's Gift. You wanted, you know, it's been, I think, 24 hours plus, so I'm not 100% sure that, like, what that's within legality to take me down.
You're hoping the statute of limitations has passed?
I think so, yeah. I didn't drive or anything like that, so I think I'm okay. Anyway, lots of things to celebrate, and I feel like we should celebrate more than anyone, not the Astros players themselves, not Jeromy Peña, the World Series MVP, not the many Astros players who contributed. I want to celebrate this fan. This fan who was interviewed on Fox 26.
Hey, what do you have to say to everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
F*** y'all.
All right.
Well, all right. Well, all right. There was once a time where I was doing a show in college, and a buddy of mine who was doing the show after mine called in, and we didn't have a producer that day. It was just me running that day because a bunch of people were on vacations and stuff. So I picked up the phone, and I was just taking calls live on the air. And said, like, hey, welcome to the Sunday Morning Quarterbacks. I'm Paul Gallant. What's up? And I was speaking with, like, a hard-o Syracuse voice. This is before I realized that you can just talk naturally when you're on the air. And the person calls in and says, hi, it's – I'm not going to say his name. Can you let me the bleep in? And then I didn't know what to do because he swore on the air, and I didn't know where the dump button was. So for those who don't know the ins and outs of radio, there is a button that you can press that deletes, like, the last 10 seconds of audio. And – I could not find where the dump button was. And then eventually I did, and I pressed it like 37 times. But anyway, let's hear the reporter for Fox 26, bless her heart, but not in a condescending way like Philadelphia folk, as she tries to keep this thing in order and keep her job at the same time.
No, sorry guys. Did not mean to do that. It is live television. Anything can happen.
It's fantastic. She tried her best, okay? That's all you can really do. Also, from the A New Untold Story podcast, ANUS, of course, KB and Nick Tirani from Barstool, who I find to be very funny guys, were in Houston. They're wearing Astros gear, and they decided to run around town interviewing Astros fans. And this is fantastic.
Houston Astros World Series champs, what the f*** are we doing tonight?
Getting lit, we smoking some dope, we cruising around the city, we getting lit, we popping our screw, you feel me?
Right.
We take that dog!
Big champs!
What's the thing? F*** me, Mill, the Liberty Bell, f*** Philadelphia, Rocky, fake, hey, I should got a Joe Frazier, that motherfucker fake,
hey, get fucking up,
burn me in the f***ing H, baby, burn me in the H, baby, we back on the trash cans, we don't give a f***.
We had to cheat it the first time, but we ain't cheat this time for real. No cap.
Not cheating this time.
No cap.
And if we did, you're not finding out.
Hey, oh God!
I love that he said, hey, oh God, to end that. It makes me feel like I'm so hip with the streets. Very funny comment on the text line, which is finally up and running again. Speaking of shout out to the Houston Police Department for letting Houston fans celebrate. Shout out to Houston fans for not being ridiculous and being classy as well. Didn't have to get the Houston Police Department out to control us fans. You're right. No one was climbing up light poles that had been greased up to prevent the climbing up. No one ate horse manure. No one punched a horse. No one did the things that you would expect from a certain other city that was playing in this World Series. I feel like y'all handled yourselves very, very well. By the way, I did want to play this. This was a really – I did not burp. No.
No.
Don't look at me like that, B-Mac.
No, I think Sean dumped it. You're fine.
Thank you very much. Okay, yeah. We're almost done this bottle. So.
Yeah, you're at least 75% of the
bottle. Bottle of water, you know, because we are class here.
Yeah, it's Aquafina.
ESPN 97. It's Evian. It's Fiji water. We will, in the very next segment, play, I think, one of the funnier interviews that you're ever going to hear a Houston Astros player endure.
Yeah, TBS.
It does roast my Lord and Savior. But first, guys, I got to tell you about my friends at TGS. Look, we're all looking for ways to save money, right? And my friends at TGS Insurance are saving money for our listeners every single day. People know they're overpaying, so they text money to 232323 to get their instant quote. The savings, legit. Here's a couple of our listeners who saved big on their home insurance over the course of the past couple of weeks. We got Gerald in Cypress who saved $600. Caesar and Katie, $1,200. We got Robbie on the north side of town, $1,900. Holy smokes. Inside the loop to the suburbs, all the way to the coast, the average customer is saving over $800. And the time for you to save is right now. So grab that phone of yours and text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. Their system will ask for your address, send it back, and you'll get your full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. It's that easy to win. And with over 2,000 five-star reviews, this is a company you can trust. Simple, fast, easy, big savings. That's the TGS Insurance way. Let them work for you today. You want to make that weekly leaderboard of theirs? Find out by texting money to 232323 to get your home insurance quote and save big today. We are live at Cobus Q downtown before the parade, after parade, all day long. The Astros are World Series champions. It's ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from Cobos Q and Edo for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
This means the world to all of us. It means the world to our families. It means the world to this city. Everyone's so fired up. I'm so thankful and blessed to be a part of this team. And honestly, can't wait to get to spring training next year.
That was Alex Bregman, third baseman for your World Series champion Houston Astros, who took down the Phillies in six games with that dub 4-1 on Saturday night. I did want to make this show all about the Astros. I'm just going to say really quickly, because we're going to need to dissect this tomorrow. This is from Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, and he's a verified Twitter account. The Colts are naming Jeff Saturday their interim head coach after having fired Frank Reich today. Now, maybe there's something that's been going on that I'm unaware of that Jeff Saturday's on the coaching staff of the Colts. But I'm pretty sure that the last time that Jeff Saturday was doing anything employment-wise was for ESPN. So I'm just hoping for the Colts' sake that this guy was actually on their coaching staff. I'll be perfectly honest, seeing this tweet coming back from break right now, not sure, but that's what's happening right now in Indianapolis, at least for Tom Pelissero.
I have a little bit more information. This is from Adam Schefter, a co-worker of one Jeff Saturday. The Colts are naming their former six-time Pro Bowl center and ESPN analyst as their Jeff Saturday as their interim head coach. Saturday has been a consultant for the team, is in its Ring of Honor, and he was also the head coach of the Hebron Christian Academy football in Dacula, Georgia.
There you go.
Who can forget that, Sean Mapes? The Hebron what?
Hebron Christian Academy?
Hebron Christian Academy.
It's spelled like LeBron, but with an H.
Many of the first letters of that, too, you think it's going to be like the Hebrew Christian Academy. And I was like, well, that seems like a bit of an oxymoron of some sorts. Whatever the case, that is...
Clearly Kyrie wouldn't root for that team.
Nor would Kanye West be back. Anyway, that's something else. Back to the Astros, who are World Series champions. I feel like that is newsworthy enough to break into our World Series celebration. Kate Upton is the first lady of one Justin Verlander. This was just a funny moment, and unfortunately it came at expense of my Lord and Savior on the Fox broadcast after the Astros took the World Series.
It's such an incredible experience. I mean, having Justin home and being able to be together as a family is so amazing. And then to go to the exact extreme and be here at the World Series and then win is just so exciting and so worth it. We miss him every time.
I had a question for you. You want him to retire or play one more year?
One more, Poppy.
One more.
Oh, wait.
I do not.
Wow. Poppy,
he's going to do 25.
What's going on?
No. I love watching my husband do what
I'm a journalist.
Did you see how he pissed this year? Are you crazy?
They've been so supportive.
Yeah, and to see him do what he loves. Did you see him do his craft? He's such an artist out there. When he's fishing, it's truly so creative. It's such an art. And we are so honored to
All right.
I think she had a few.
She's
in a Paul Gallant state of mind. You get some people on the Twitch like, hey, you got to stop her from talking. 713-780-3776. We have time for one more call before we hit the road. Is Paul still on hold? Paul, what's up?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yo.
Hello?
We're here.
Yeah,
what
Paul, I love the show. Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to make a comment. You kind of beat me to the punch. Shout out to these Houston Astros fans. How to go out there and celebrate and party and have a good time without acting a fool. Some of these other cities, and when they get their titles, they're lighting stuff on fire, looting businesses and stuff like that. I think we have a class act here in Houston with these fans, And I just want to touch on that. And it was awesome. I wasn't able to make it out there. I was out in the country, but I was watching all the footage, and it was awesome to see everybody having a good time. Except for that one idiot that did climb the lipo, but HPD was on real quick. So
One guy who got arrested at the stadium.
There's
always going to be one. The good thing is none of that happened out in the open. And Paul, appreciate the phone call. It's 713-780-3776. Listen, guys, this was a lot of fun today. We were out at Kobo's Q. We're going to be here at Kobo's Q all day long until 7 o'clock. So that means that the Killer Bees who take over next, they are going to be up next. You want to hang out with them. This is your pre-parade party stop. It's your post-parade party stop. Again, we're going to be here until 7 o'clock. And again, we want to give a big thanks to our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Since the Astros are your World Series champions, if you want to get licensed jerseys, tees, caps, more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, whether at a store or online today, that's where you want to go. And we're going to be, again, here at Kobo's Q until 7 o'clock. I put together a little montage of all of the things that the Astros did over the course of this postseason. So DJ Paulie G is going to take it away. But for Brian McDonald here at Kobo's Q, for Sean Mapes back at Mission Control, to our listeners, our texters, our callers, our Twitchers, I am merely Paul Gallant. Congratulations, guys. The Astros are World Series champions. And, man, this one feels so good. So long. Farewell. Killer Bees are up next. Peace!
Alvarez launches deep right field, and this one is gone, and the Astros walk them off in game one. Yordan Alvarez, are you kidding me? And that one's hit well deep into left field, and Alvarez has done it again. Oh my goodness, he has put the Astros in front.
3-2 pitch. In the air, deep left center field, hit well. Rodriguez on the run, and it is gone! Oh, Jeremy Peña sends one to the seats, and the Astros lead 1-0 in the 18th inning.
Probably indicating he's out. Now Gurriel to the Crawford boxes, and the Astros have the lead 2-1.
And Bregman sends one deep to left. It is back and it is gone. A three-run home. Alex Bregman puts the Stros on the board in the third inning.
McCormick goes down the right field line. That ball's hit well. It is up and out. It hits the top of the wall. Chaz McCormick. And he swings and lifts one in the air deep to left field. He'll watch it fly. Jeremy Peña. One swing of the bat, and the Astros tie it at 3. Judge on the ground. Presley's got it. Easy flip. Ball game over, and the Houston Astros win the American League pennant. The Astros are going back to the World Series. Back-to-back seasons for the fourth time in the last 6 years.
In the air the other way, Schwarber goes back onto the track. He's at the wall, and it's off it. The Astros all over things right away. About three straight doubles. Braves in a 2-0 lead. Yordan Alvarez gets hit by the first pitch, and that's how Houston gets the first run of Game 4. Gurriel, ground ball, base hit. Yuli Gurriel with a two-strike hit. Houston with a 5-0 lead. They won 15 innings without a run. They strike for 5 in this inning alone. Leads off this fourth. Fly ball to left. It sends Schwarber back onto the track. At the wall. Pena's done it again. He's given the Astros a 2-1 lead in Game 5. Fly ball right center field. McCormick on the move. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Makes the grab. Chaz McCormick. Two gone in the ninth. Zach Wheeler's finished. Jose Alvarado's coming on to face Yordan Alvarez. On a 2-1, Alvarez. It's a high drive center field. Veerling's back. This game is turned upside down. They won their first World Series in their 56th year in 2017. They got back in 2019. They won 107 games that year. They led the World Series 3-2 and then fell short. Last year they got there again. They were favored again and fell to the Braves. Another shot and an out away. Fly ball down the right field line. Tucker comes on. Kyle Tucker. This time they finish the job. The Houston Astros, world champions.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.